We are learning Maseches Bava Basra, Daf Kufyot Aleph Amud Beis, and we are beginning on Kufyot Aleph Amud Aleph, 10 lines from the bottom. And the first word of the line is Ben HaKatzav. We just finished learning, there's actually a little bit of Machloikis, what Rav holds Lahalacha, but Be'ikir, Yekataina, that Rav Nachman held that they were saying over B'Shem Rav, that Halacha Kerbs Chayim and HaKatzav was a mistake, and that's why he said, should I ask him? And Al Kaponim, but the word came out before that Halacha is not like Kerbs Chayim and HaKatzav. So now Gemara is not a Maisa that has to do with this din of Yerush as the case of Yerush as Imoy and with the Makaris. Mistamach va'ozel Rabbi Yanai kasvei de Rav Shemloi. Rabbi Yanai was old already, couldn't see good, and he was walking together with Rav Shemloi, his Shame, who was his Shamus. He was leaning on him. Va'ozel Rabbi Yehuda Nesila Apayu. And this Amai Rabbi Yehuda Nesila was coming towards them. Omalei, Rav Samloi told Rav Yanai, he couldn't see so good. Omalei, Var Inish to us lekablino, this person who's coming against towards us, who Yoi, he's a Choshev, he's a Talmud Chacham, but also Yoi, and he's wearing a frack of a Talmud Chacham as well. Kimot legabei, so when Rav Yehuda Nasi got closer, so Rav Yanai, Goshusha, he felt his beged, and he said some kind of Milsa de Beduchusa, Omalei, Dein Shiurei Kesak. It's very thick. Your talus, and it's like it has a din of a sack. The halacha is, when it comes to tumah, there's a certain minimum size that are makabel tumah. Well, the minimum is by a beged, it's 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, or 3 tvachim by 3 tvachim, or 3 tzvayis by 3 tzvayis, depends what you're using it for. And by a sack, it's 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. So it has to be bigger, because a sack is less useful than a beged. It's more garua. It's a thicker beged, so it's less useful. So he was saying, wow, your talus feels like a garua digger material. It's like a sack. As I told him, it's not clear what he was trying to say. But maybe he was trying, some say he was trying to say, because you see, he right away asked him a shiloh before saying hello. So he's trying to tell him he's a little bit quick. It's not clear what he was trying to tell him. But as he told him, your beged is very thick. So Rav Nehusi got right into it. He asked Rav Yanai a question. He asked him like this. How do you know that the son goes before the bas when it comes to the Yerusha of a mother? Amalei, like we learned before, that it's a kavachaymer. It's a kavachaymer that's how you know that the ben is Yerush. Just like a bas you find, that the bas is Yerush. So ben also is a kavachaymer. But how do you know ben's first? So Amalei, so Rav Yanai answered, Dechsiv matois. It says pasuk matois, makish matay l'mata'av. We make a hekesh from the matay l'mata'av. Ma mata'av ben koydim l'bas, just like mata'av. Just like the father's nechasim, ben goes before the bas, af mata'im ben koydim l'bas. Same thing when you're the mother, the son goes before the bas. Amalei, so Rav Yehuda asked back, he says, if that's the drasha, we're making a hekesh matay mata'av, so we know that from the mother's chelik, there's no pishnayim. A bechor doesn't get double in a mother when a person's yerush's mother. There's no pishnayim. Only imay mata'av bechor net pishnayim af mata'im bechor net pishnayim. If there's we're learning out one from another, so just like a mata'av, the son, the bechor takes pishnayim, so mata'im also should take pishnayim. So Rav Yanai answered to that, Omalei l'shamei, good, go, take me further. Told Rav Samoy, take me further. Leis dein tzvila melef. This person doesn't want to learn. He didn't like the question. Why didn't like the question? So Rashbam says, it's just coming l'hakshas dvarim shein shrichim. Klamen dava kalu l'tar. It's very easy to answer this. Rav Chanan Vassman learns, because he could have figured out Taras himself. He didn't have to drive me crazy with that one. So he said, let's just go. So time mind. What's Takara reason? Good kasha. If we're making a hekish, mata av mata aim, lechaira, it should have a din of pishnaim as well. And time mind. On my bay, on my craw, the pasuk says, by pishnaim, bechoy lasha yimotzeloi. Pasuk says, kies bechor ben asenua, yakir losses le pishnaim, bechol asha yimotzeloi, kihu reishis oinoi, loy mishvatav chari. That's lashon pasuk. So it says, everything that he has, the father has, loy, the father has, the bechor gets double. So we make a drasha, loy v'loy law, that loy is going on the father, not the mother. So you see, pishnayim is only by the father. It's a miyat. For 18 Gemara, Maybe it says loy, maybe we're talking about a case where the Bechar married Amana. So the Amana, this is not the firstborn of the Amana. She had children before. And that's the reason it says Chal Shimatz Eloi. Because only to the father is he the Bechar, but not to the mother. But maybe if a Bechar marries a Basula, and turns out this child is a Bechar for both of them, maybe Taka, he gets Pishnaim in her Yerusha. So maybe the reason it says Loi is because they were talking about a case where Bechar married a Amana, and this wasn't his first, it wasn't her firstborn. There's not a miyat for that. It says, Reishis Oinoi, and we make a drasha. Oinoi, v'loi Oinoi. So it says two mitum here, two miutim. First it says, Los is loy pishnaim. Not Los, because she matzi loy. That's meat number one. And the meat number two is, Reishis Oinoi. So it says, Oinoi, v'loi Oinoi. It's a meat. Only his firstborn, not her firstborn. I mean, even if it's her firstborn, he will not get pishnaim.
Why do you need the firstborn to loy?
So, because it only has one, you would say it's only in a case where he's, where he's, it's his Bechar, not her Bechar. That's the two of them. You need two because.
Taka true.
Huh?
It's only his Bechar, not her Bechar, Taka true.
It's Taka true. That's as much like, because that was the case. It's only, maybe you would think that maybe what once the guy is a Bechar, is a Bechar for everything. Terry says, no, only by him. And then it says again, all you know, it says, even if it's her Bechar, you don't get. You need two Joshua. If you only have one, you wouldn't know it. Like the first thing, where it says, you wouldn't know, you need both. If you only know said one, you wouldn't know. You would say, that's the only case where it's only his Bechar. Ah, you think what's the Havmina? Because he's a Bechar Lamaisa. So Mara says, no, not a Miet, all you know, you know. Afraid thing, Mara, we need all you know for something else. What's the halacha if there's a bachar married to Basula? What's the difference of the cases there? And then they have a few nephalim, stillborns. They have, and then they have the bachar. Then they have the oldest kid. What's the halacha regarding bachar? You don't have pidyon haben. You don't have pidyon haben. What about a guy pishnayim? Does that bachar get pishnayim if he's born after nephalim, after a stillborn? We know it says petarechem, the guy bachar for pidyon haben. So that same halacha here. Zot pasuk no, reish is oinoi. So what's the drasha? The drasha is misha libay dava alav. Yotze zeshe libay dava alav. Oinoi is loshon of we mendarshin is loshon of pain as well. Only time it's called reish oinoi is someone that someone be pained by losing that child. But a nefel, there's no libay dava aleim. It means there's no like you don't really get to know that child. It's not the same type of pain like a child that's born, and therefore. There's not called Reishis Oinoi. And this, therefore we know that a Bechar that's born after Nephalim gets Pishnayim. So we need Reishis Oinoi for that. We need the word Oinoi for that. Mish Libra Davalov, that's actually Libra Davalov. So Mara Stol can make a drasha. Why? Imkin Lema Kra ki hu Reishis Oin. My Oinoi, which is Loshon Mashmad Afka, his Oinoi. Shmami no, Tarti. So we see, also to La'afuke, to exclude the mother, there's no Pishnayim by the mother. Anything tomorrow, but Vakati, ain't Mahanimili. Maybe that's coming from me or something else. Almoin Shnosa Pesula. Maybe that's a meat for a case where he has other children, and for her it's the firstborn. So we're saying there's no Din Pishnayim. That's what Oyna is coming to might. But maybe if they're both, Avabacha Shnosa Pesula, Hokinam Nishokul. Maybe there, if Avabacha married a Pesula, maybe there they get Pishnayim from the mother. And like the Rashbam learns, I got like a Migu type of Din. That once he's getting Pishnayim from the father, and he's also a firstborn to the mother, maybe then he'll get Pishnayim. The Rashbam is printed right before the wide line. It says, "Ein migul shakel Pishnayim b'shaloi, shakel nami Pishnayim b'shaloi." The avachar l'nachlo bein la'av bein la'im. The lekel ukme miuta the oinoi v'le'oinoi elav ma'id the dami lemute tvei. Well, it makes sense to ma'id. You go in heichad lekel reish oinoi mishnei stadim. That there's nothing but two stadim. That's going to be ma'id that. Maybe if he's taka avachar for the father and avachar for the mother, maybe that's better. And really, loy mishpat habachayra is going on the child, on the bechar, but we dash loy to be going on the father. Loy mishpat habachayra, mishpat habachayra ish, loy mishpat habachayra isha. It's going on the father. The only father has a mishpat habachayra, not the child. And the Rashbam speaks out that you can't say the same taina that maybe dafka where bechar shenosa amana like before, because mishpat habachayra is mashma all din mishpat habachayra. All the Mishpat HaBechayra, here it passes. All Mishpat HaBechayra means that it's Kailul, all Dine HaBechayra. And that's Mashmah, only Din HaBechayra is only to a father. Loi Mishpat HaBechayra. And that's what Rashbam says, he can't have any other taina. So Tois also speaks this out, we see Tois is inside. You can't even have all the Pesukim, you can't have a kash on this. The other Pesukim will use for other drashas. The wise is loy, matzi loy, and it says, oinoi. We'll use that for other things, but the Gemara is saying now, Mishpat HaBachar is only to the father, not to the mother, and that's the drasha. That's the drasha. So Ad Kan, the Gemara that talks about the son who's Yerush and mother, and the bottom line is, we learn it out from a Kal V'Chaymer, together with Matos, tells he's first. That is the drasha of a son being Yerush to mother. There's no din, Bachar, why not? Because you have a miyat of Loi Mishpat HaBachar. That a husband is Yerush the wife. Again, that's not a Mefurish Pasuk. So where's the Makar for that? And how do you know that he's first also? The Ish, the Lach is, he's Yerush his wife before any children. Now how do we know? Really a son goes first when it comes to Yerusha. So who said that the husband goes first and he's Yerush at all? The Tanarban, the Pasuk says, we've learned this Pasuk because if he's Amandi Amrim, this Pasuk teaches us the father. The pasuk says, "Im ein achin la'aviv, unesatam ein achin la'aviv, unesatam es nachlosi l'she'eroi hakarav ilav mishpachtoi v'yarish oisa." That's what it says in the pasuk. So we dash like this: She'eroi is u'ishtoi. When it says, "Unesatam es nachlosi l'she'eroi," that means his wife. That's what we dash in. And melamin shabal yarish ishtoi. Yochel afitir shenu. Tamlem of Yorush Isa, who Yorush Isa, ve ain he Yorushes Isa. That only he is Yorush her, and she is not Yorush him. That's the drasha. So we have to explain this drasha. Because the etzem, the pasuk doesn't sound exactly like that you're giving it to the husband. It says, it sounds like you give it to the wife. Because we're saying she'eroi means Isha. Because they're very close relatives, like Hoyle Basahad, and we have a full rash of the Pasuk She'er Kusav Nasa Lo Yigra. So it says, it teaches the Baal's Yerush Ishtai. But it says in the Pasuk, when the Satim is Nachlosa, the She'er, a car of love, Mishpach, the Yerush Oysa, you have to know what's the Drosha exactly. But we're saying the Yerush Oysa is Mashma Miet, that only he is Yerush her, and she's not Yerush him. But Frey the Gemara, but Kroy Lav Hachik Sivi, the Pasuk doesn't say that. If you read the Pasuk, the pasuk pshat in the pasuk sounds like v'nesata es nachlosa l'she'eroi means l'ishtoi. That's what it sounds like. You give it to the wife, and you can also read it be'etzem. Then the next pasuk says, and then also read l'she'eroi v'yarash, and then you can read like use the word l'she'eroi for two things. V'nesata es nachlosa l'she'eroi means you give the yerusha to the wife, and l'she'eroi v'yarash. L'she'eroi means that when the wife dies, v'yarash will be yarash. The problem was, it says oisa, which is a miyat. So that little makes a problem with the pasuk. But we agree. There's a little bit of a problem with the pasuk because the pasuk says, v'yarash oisa, masfa only he's yarash her. But the beginning of the pasuk sounded clearly, you give it to the wife. So how do you work out this pasukim? Something, it's like a sick old theory here. That on one hand says, you give the yarush to the wife. And on the other hand says, v'yarash oisa, it's masfa, only he's yarash and her. That's really the oimek of the Gemara's kasha, the kastiru. Abaye, tritzachi. This is how you read the pasuk. You have to move around the word she'eroi. When esatem es nachlosoi lahakarei velov, that's it. Then she'eroi v'yarash oisai. When esatem es nachlosoi lahakarei velov is going back on before. After there's no achea av, me'ein achim la'aviv, when esatem es nachlosoi, take the word l'she'eroi, lahakarei velov. You give it the closest karov. Then the pasuk says, l'she'eroi v'yarash oisai. That we're dashing that the person is Yerush's wife, and therefore doesn't say anything about the wife being Yerush the husband, and that's how you learn the pasuk. That's what Abaye says. He moves She'eroi out of its place. Amarava sakina harifa mafsike kroi. You have a sharp knife to cut out the pasuk. How do you do that? How do you move a word She'eroi? Who gives you a right to move a word around? The word doesn't say the word. It says nesatem es nachlosi l'She'eroi. So how do you move the word She'eroi to after a kar of your love to next to the Yerush? You say how do you move that word around? So Rava doesn't like this pshat. Elam Rava, hokama. Nasatem es nachlas she'eroi loy. Kesavar goyrin umesifim v'darshim. So pasuk pshat means that he takes out the vav from from Nachlosoy, and takes the Lamed from L'she'eiroi. So you have a Vav from Nachlosoy, and the Lamed from L'she'eiroi, it makes the word Loy. And you read it like this, V'nasatem es Nachlas She'eiroi Loy. And then it says, V'yar Asher Yisoh, which is a Miyat. So here, it says clearly, V'nasatem es Nachlas She'eiroi Loy. So you give it to him. Ayatayna, you don't have a sharp knife over here, what, you're moving something around there also. So Zok Rashbam in the second shot, Dolichosh of Pisa Kroy El Bakdomas Teva Shleimais. But if you move some letters around, that's not a problem. That's not a problem of Skina Harifa. That's one shot. The Rashbam has the first shot a little different. We'll go with that shot. And that's how he says, that's the drasha. So the bottom line is, we had a stira, the Yarish Oysa, Mashma Dafka, he's Yarish her. And then Pasbadan Pasuk, Satam is Nachlos Elisheir, it sounds like he gave it to the wife. Teretz is, if you're Rava, you take out the Vav of Nachlos, Lamna Sheira, you make a loy, Vesatam is Nachlos Sheira loy, and that takes care of all the problem. That's the drasha taka, that a person is Yarish, her, the person is Yarish, her, his wife.